Hey, hello, everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it's our call on the April 21st, 2016. We normally have our calls every second and fourth Thursday of the month, but since this is, I'll be away next week. I'll actually be in Hawaii to visit some friends there. So I won't be here, so we want to have a call early, 1 week early here. And so I'm so glad that all of you could join us. So we're going to be talking about, promoting your business and just we talked before about the online part and, there's always continuing things to learn about search engine optimization. We've been talking about that and we'll be talking more about social media. And today we want to talk about more of the offline things, just the copywriting part of promoting your business, what to say to people verbally, and then what to say to people in your words with writing, like writing a proposal letter, that kind of thing. And also on your website or wherever you'd like to write, if you want to write something. When we say letter, of course, nowadays we mean email, either email or or sending a personal letter. So there can be many ways of doing that. And when you approach like athletic directors or clubs or sports medicine clinics or just people on the street, when you're working out in your day-to-day living, there's so many different ways you can do promoting. So, yeah, we want to talk about that. And now we have some, the main reason for the call is just to connect with all of you and to answer your questions. And feel free to ask any questions about this topic, especially and anything related to your coaching business, clinical or also marketing and business questions. So yeah, since we have new people here, wanted to have you introduce yourself. So let's see, Suzanne, we've got Suzanne and Evan and Jeff are three new people, and then Amy just joined our call too. Amy's been on for a long time. How long have you been with the program?
I think at least 3 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're fantastic. You've been here. Do you want to just introduce yourself to the new people, Amy?
Sure. My name is Amy Haller. I live in Philadelphia, and I am a certified life and wellness coach. And then I started working with Dr. Joanne and learning the skills of sports psychology coaching. So what I do is I work with different athletes and teams and ballet dancers and what else am I doing? That's pretty much it for the last couple of years. I've really been enjoying it. I grew up as a competitive tennis player, so that's my hook with sports. And I've enjoyed this program, learned a lot from Dr. Joanne. And that's it.
Great. Thank you, Amy. Yeah, it's been fantastic having you in our calls. And you've done so much been really successful with ballet and with lacrosse, right, and with tennis.
Yeah, and a lot of tennis. I've been working with some college tennis teams, which has been fun.
Yeah, and you've done lots of workshops for them and different groups, right?
Yeah, I've done 7 this year for the men's and women's teams at St. Joe's University.
Wow, 7 workshops?
Yeah, so now I'm reaching out to other coaches there.
Great, yeah, maybe you can share how you're doing that. That would be fantastic. Thank you, Amy. Just want to introduce everyone here. Did someone else just join us, too?
Yes, Dr. Joanne, it's Daniel.
Oh, hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm getting through it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just we've got new people just joining the course, so I wanted everyone to introduce themselves. So, Suzanne, do you want to introduce yourself?
Well, okay. I'm Suzanne Pettit. A couple of courses away from my doctorate in counseling psychology and seriously considering what it would be to actually change over to sports psychology. The university I'm going to just opened up a program in that. I'm in Massachusetts, and I am have a very strong passion for the game of ice hockey. And I was a snow skier, a water skier, a tennis player as well. And I got into running. I was going to join some marathons, but then I hurt my knee, which has never really been come back too well. And now I'm just a very serious walker. I think that's about it that pertains to this.
Okay, great. Thank you, Suzanne. And I just wondered if Jeff had joined us too or not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yes, Suzanne and Evan and Jeff are new, so I just wanted you to all introduce yourselves. Well, let's see. Evan, I think you came on first there. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello everyone. So my name is Evan Bernache. I'm French. I just moved to Michigan, actually, well, last summer to follow my wife, who is working for a company here. So I worked for 12 years in the space industry and then automotive industry.
Great, yeah.
To change my career, and so I'm starting to training, being a coach, and as sport is an important part in my life, I used to be a swimmer when I was in high school at national level, and I also did some running, tried the triathlon also. I wanted that mental coaching for athletes to be part of my new career, so that's why I just signed up, and I'm really excited to start this program.
Yeah, welcome, Evan. I think you said you just signed up for the 2016 Chicago Marathon, is that right?
Exactly, and I just received the confirmation this morning that I was, because there's a lottery, you know, so I wasn't sure, but I just received the confirmation I was enrolled, so that's good. So now I just have to train.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. We'll be rooting for you. Yeah, that's coming. What date is that?
It's mid-October, so I don't remember exactly the exact date. I can find out. It's like the 15th or the 9th of October.
Yeah, right. So October is good. Yeah, it's a really, and it's a little flat course, so it should be real.
Yeah.
A fast time there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's great. So, that's running is, of course, near and dear to my heart. I've been running for 35 years now or so, races, and so I've got races coming up myself, 5Ks and 10Ks mainly. So, great. Welcome, Evan. And thank you. And it's wonderful to have your French accent on the call. To our international flavor. So, Jeff, are you there? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Jeff Meyer. I'm from Colorado. And I've coached high school Division II and Division I basketball for the last 23 years.
Wow. That's great. Yeah, and why did you want to take this program?
Well, I got my bachelor's degree and my master's degree in social psychological kinesiology, and I just realized being a basketball coach that was much more mental than physical. You know, it's amazing the capability that a person has physically, but they don't sometimes understand it mentally. So I kind of shifted gears here in about the last 7 months, and I'm working with about almost 50 gymnasts, and I'm working with a pro golfer and a girl that's 2/10 of a second away from reaching the Olympic time trials, and it just kind of caught fire, and I obviously enjoy what I'm doing, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, congratulations. So you've got, a swimmer that's really close to making the Olympic trials, and we've got Brazil coming up in just in a few months with the real Olympics. So that's exciting. And I've worked with athletes for the last 5 Olympic Games, and and sometimes go there, and sometimes, but even if you can't go to the Olympics, you can always work, continue to work with them, athletes here, or and then when they go there, work with them remotely, by of course by email and text and Skype and FaceTime, all that. So it's like you're right there.
Well, we also, remember last time I called, she actually is going to Arizona State University. She's just 17. She's going to ASU this year, and one of her coaches is Misty, who you coached for years,
Misty,
I guess.
Hyman.
Yeah.
Right. That's exciting. Yeah, Misty Hyman's an assistant coach, I think. And Misty Hyman, I worked with her for 4 years, and she got the Olympic gold medal in the 200-meter butterfly in Sydney. And, that's exciting to have a second-generation coach kind of like. So that's great.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Or do you care to share your athlete? Or
no, her name's Andy Johnston.
Yeah, okay, great. So we'll be, looking out for her? Is butterfly her sport, too?
The one she's closest is the 200 free.
Okay. Okay, great. So, welcome, Jeff. Good to have you here. Did someone else just join us? I heard a ding. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe sometimes people just come on and then come off. But, Daniel, are you there, too?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Well, hi, Daniel. Yeah, do you want to introduce yourself to the group here?
Yeah, Daniel Polanza, Hyannis, Massachusetts. I'm a golf instructor for the last 14 years. And as someone said earlier, dealing with the mental aspect of sport, golf is a physical game which requires enormous mental aptitude, and when you don't have the right mental aptitude, it doesn't work. And it's hard to convey it. So I looked for a course, and I found Dr. Joanne. So I'm working through my coursework and finding already that it's beginning to help. But I'd like to, my goal is to move it to a higher level of student, which I, I've been working with a lot of generally recreational golfers. So working with a couple of promising juniors, and things are getting better with some better understanding of the mental side of, playing the game. So that's it.
Yeah, great, Daniel. Thank you so much. And, it's exciting with this area that we work in. You can work in specialize in one sport like golf, like you are, Daniel, or you can work in many different sports. Like Amy is doing, and Michelle up in Canada is doing as well. Many people can pick up different sports. Even if you don't know the sport, you can learn very quickly how to work with them. So yeah, that's great. So I just want to, Amy, if you're there, since you've got a lot of experience in the course here and I've been in the course 3 years and talking about reaching out to different coaches. Do you want to just mention how you're doing that or how you're getting success with that?
Sure. What I've done the last couple years is I go on a website of a college that I'm interested in, and I started with tennis first because that's my background. So I started at University of Pennsylvania and sent emails to the coach and sort of developed a relationship with emails. And then I offered to come and do a complimentary workshop for her, which went really well. And then I went to other coaches at Penn and told them what I did with her. And then I got invited to do something else. And then I started, it gave me a little credibility because I could say, I did this at Penn. So then I went to some other colleges in Philadelphia. And it really, what I found is it depends who the coach is, obviously. Some of them don't answer you back, and you have to really keep pestering them and sending emails. And then some are very responsive. So that's how I got it started. And then I reached out to St. Joe's University, which is a division